Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you know about five killed and heavy storms sweeping through the Midwest. I'm sad to hear they're dead. How about you pay a tax to Al Gore, because there's not supposed to be any climate change. It's supposed to be 76 degrees, birds tweeting, anything else is unnatural. Damaging storm sweeping across the country. Pacific Islands growing, not shrinking due to climate change. That's what a major global study out of Australia shows. Well, of course, islands are always getting bigger and smaller. It varies. It's tides. It's currents. I can just go to the major ship channel registries online and go back over 150 years just to San Francisco and see that the water level's way down from 150 years ago. It's complete lies. Anybody can go check the port water levels. Kids all think they're about to drown next week. But here it is. As the sun awakens, NASA keeps a wary eye on space weather. This is from NASA's own website. This is big, and that's coming up. But right now, let's jam a few calls in. Let's talk to Mike in Georgia, then Francisco, Eddie, Colonel Six, Mark, and others. Go ahead, Mike.
The incident that took place down in the Gulf, I see absolutely no reason to assume that that was an accident. Everything, the circumstances of it, everything makes it suspect.
Well, now we have BP Chief Tony Hayward cashing in on a record amount of over one-third of his stock, 44% of Goldman Sachs stock, their biggest dump ever of an oil stock of BP alone 2 days before. So, it's pretty suspicious. And again, BP is the main environmental carbon tax pusher. So now this is being used for Obama to get his carbon tax, see?
Well, the materials and the construction methods and the plan they were supposed to follow, they didn't do any of that. The actions have consequences. The actions they took, the expectation should have been what was received. You know, why would you assume this was an accident?
I don't know. I mean, I generally have an open mind about it, and I don't have proof that it was an accident or it wasn't an accident, but it's beginning to lean, as I've been saying in the last week. In fact, there's a viral video on YouTube where I talk about it. Just with the Goldman Sachs dumping of the stock. But I don't have a crystal ball, Mike, but the fact that BP is the top globalist, Queen Beatrix owns it along with the Queen of England, that they do want carbon taxes, that Obama is now proposing carbon taxes, because of this catastrophe, the fact that they didn't burn the oil off, they didn't put microbes in it, they sat on their butt for a month before they started real mitigation, it does look suspicious, doesn't it, Mike?
Well, they deployed a known failed part, but even more than that, they didn't wait up for the setup times on the materials. So the expectation would be for it not to hold something in place, not that you would have any expectation for this to work.
Well, now they're saying that it may go on for years. I appreciate your call. Francisco in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've been a long-time listener. I'm 19. I really want to join this cause, and I really want to help you out. I think that a revolution should take place as we speak right now. Right now that they haven't taken away our freedom of speech, they haven't taken away anything. Yes, they have the martial law.
Oh, they're taking our money away. They're taking our sovereignty. They're taking our privacy, naked body scanning little kids and saving it and passing it around. They now admit they record it all. So they're taking a lot. The issue is they're the revolutionaries. They're overturning our freedom. We need to restore our freedom, and that's starting to happen.
That's why we should take action now as we have a chance before the new police has come in and completely shut us out and shut us up. We need to do something.
Well, how do you take action? I mean, I'm trying to warn people right now.
Yes, warning people is good, but taking action and making a – what Bob Marley did, he would have a, how would you say?
He'd smoke giant marijuana cigarettes. Spliffs or whatever you call them. I appreciate your call, sir. Nothing against the weed heads, but I don't think any army ever won a war smoking pot. I'll tell you that right now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the next 25 minutes or so, then I'm going to get back into the news and your phone calls. We are joined by Dr. Deborah Cohen, and she is the features editor of the British Medical Journal, probably the most prestigious medical journal in the world, one of the most respected out there. And they have an article, World Health Organization and the Pandemic Flu Conspiracies. Now, going back to February 4th of this year, we had Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg on the syndicated radio broadcast, and he's now stepped down from that position on the rotating post, but he's a medical doctor out of Germany, and he was the head of the European Union Health Commission, and they did find in their hearing that there was a systematic payoffs by the big five vaccine makers to government health spokesmen to come out and scare people and say, basically, you know, run for the hills, hundreds of millions may die, take the H1N1. And then he also went on to say the H1N1 was unproven and did have bad side effects like Guillain-Barré disorder and did cause some serious health problems. And so that's what the European Union Health Commission found. But separately, there is a detailed, I mean, this is a thick, scientific, lengthy report here, that was contributed to by quite a few people. And Dr. Deborah Cohen, features editor of the British Medical Journal, joins us from the UK. And, Doctor, great to have you on with us on a Sunday. By the way, her report is in ABC News, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. So this is big national news. I'm proud of the fact that we were already trying to get her on before it became national news, her report from the British Medical Journal. So thank you for joining us, Doctor.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Now, you've got the floor. Break down in layman's terms, because we're not all doctors like yourself, obviously, what happened and what this investigation shows.
Essentially, it shows how closely the World Health Organization has worked with people that are paid by pharmaceutical companies to develop policy about tackling the pandemic. So it all starts off in 1999 when there were fears coming from Hong Kong about the chicken flu outbreak, and that started in 1997, but they decided to draft some guidance about how to deal with a potential pandemic. Now, the group that they started working with was something called the European Scientific Working Group on Influenza. Now, they published the guidance, and what they didn't say in the guidance that this working group 100% pharmaceutical company funded by the manufacturers of vaccines and also funded by the manufacturers of antivirals, so Remdesivir, Relenza and Tamiflu. And a couple of the people that actually wrote this report, well, one of them in particular was actually promoting Tamiflu on behalf of Roche at the time of writing this report. Then we fast forward slightly to 2004, and this is when the definitive guidance on stockpiling the likes of Relenza and Tamiflu came out. And this was in 2004. The World Health Organization produced a report. Now, this was given to governments around the world. Now, if you cast your mind back to 2005, there was a lot of scare about an avian pandemic, avian flu pandemic. And there were deaths in the Far East.
And SARS.
And SARS. So there's a lot of scare around the place, you know, that we did have these outbreaks of illnesses. And there was a lot of scare around the place. And rightly, governments wanted to kind of figure out what they should do about it before it started affecting lots of people. And governments looked to the World Health Organization for guidance and how to deal with these global illnesses. But what we found in our investigation is three key authors, Professor Hayden, who's from the University of Virginia, Dr. Monto, who is from the University of Michigan, and Professor Carl Nicholson, who is from the University of Leicester in the UK. All three of them were on the payroll of pharmaceutical companies when they drafted this key guidance that went out to governments around the world that instructed them to stockpile these drugs. Now, this wasn't made clear by the World Health Organization. If you work for or write for a scientific journal and you're an expert that receives money from the pharmaceutical industry, you're supposed to declare it alongside your article. The WHO didn't do that. Now, what we never established, because I think they shook ranks slightly, is whether the WHO looked into the fact that these people had ties to the pharmaceutical industry, not just any pharmaceutical companies that were set to benefit from mass purchase of these drugs.
Well, a lot of them that made the recommendations, and not just the three chief ones you mentioned, but just from separate reports, would also then got jobs. They would make the recommendations 4, 5, 6 years ago, depending on the incident. Then they would rotate through and get a job at the very company that they recommended that government buy these goods from, and vice versa. And the EU report on it said that it was the World Health Organization, just all of them, UN people getting paid off, doctors getting paid off, just systematic. And then they had state health experts that we found were on the payroll of these wealthy groups making billions off the vaccine. And then they would have local doctors come out and fearmonger who were also on the payroll. But I know your report just focuses in on the conflict of interest with these key leaders who were top advisors to government. But certainly this coming from the British Medical Journal is going to get a lot of attention. What are you expecting to come from this, if anything? I mean, because obviously, just a month or so ago, the World Health Organization said, okay, we did hype things, we did fearmonger, we have lost credibility, you know, oh, sorry we cried wolf, but next time you still need to listen to us.
I think what we hope for it is that the WHO really looks at how they deal and how they use experts with industry ties, really. I mean, what they've got to sit back and think is, how do you feel as a taxpayer, you know, somebody knowing that somebody that is on the payroll of a big pharmaceutical company that is set to make billions out of a drug, how do you feel about them developing your policy? Is that acceptable? And our feeling, it probably isn't acceptable. We have no problem with experts working with industry. We need experts to work with the pharmaceutical industry. We need new drugs. We need to develop.
But they shouldn't be the government experts that make the recommendation on what vaccine to buy.
No, absolutely not. And there should be an absolute firewall. Interestingly enough, the expert that is leading the investigation into the World Health Organization, Dr. Harvey Feinberg, who is from the Institute of Medicine, the U.S. Institute of Medicine, he takes quite a hard line on this. And he actually says that declaring conflicts isn't enough, but actually people with industry ties should not be making policy decisions. And he's actually welcomed the report. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, yeah, because if the medical system does this a couple more times, they're going to lose all credibility.
And that is the danger. And the World Health Organization, rather than deflecting criticism, I think really has to take stock now and say, how are we going to deal with this in the future? And if there is stuff that's gone wrong, and clearly there has been, because there wouldn't be investigations by the European Parliament, by the Council of Europe that produced a report only on Friday as well, by the French government, by the British government, you know, there wouldn't be all these big investigations going on if everything had gone right. And I think there are a couple of things that have gone wrong, but one of the key things has been a lack of transparency. And I don't think, you know, at one point I think people would have accepted that doctors making decisions, they were unquestioned, but we're past that now. And I think we're in a day and age where we want transparency and we expect decision makers to be accountable for their actions. And so hopefully, you know, there will be some good that comes out of this. And we see, and to be fair to the United States, you guys are a lot further ahead than we are in Europe. Your institutions and your universities and your Senate are taking this, you know, Charles Grassley, for example, Republican Senator, is taking all this really, really seriously. We're quite far behind in Europe, and we really need to address it here. That's not to say the United States should get complacent.
All right, Dr. Deborah Cohen, one more segment with us, because I've got a few other important questions and other points that you might want to make. It's BMJ.com. British Medical Journal. The article is Who and the Pandemic Flu Conspiracy. Stay with us.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dry guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all want good health care we can trust, but you know, having the government take over health care and having the government being basically run by special interest, Big Pharma, 90%+ of our vaccines are now made in China. And you try to say, hey, I don't trust these vaccines, or hey, kids are dying from this Gardasil shot, or major states in Australia have banned. I saw this in the news last week, giving shots to kids under five because so many of them were dying. And you know, now they're not just mandating five or six vaccines. Now it's 50+ shots. And these big companies have hundreds of new vaccines a year. They want them all mandated. They want to make you take them all. We're talking to medical doctor Deborah Cohen, a features editor of the British Medical Journal. Detailed report that's been picked up by ABC News, you name it. World Health Organization scientists linked to swine flu vaccine makers. She was telling me during the break that she sees, you know, women's magazines and others quoting experts saying everything's fine, but then she happens to know those experts are on the payroll. I mean, we do have a crisis in confidence. Children's Vaccine Health Center, pig virus DNA found in rotavirus vaccine. FDA says 1 million kids have been given the virus. Studies show it can hurt children, but FDA says no problem. I mean, it's getting crazier and crazier. So we're supposed to question formula from China with melamine, but don't question vaccines from China, Doc?
Well, I think on the whole, you know, things are tested, vaccines are tested very, very well. And, you know, and I mean, I can't comment on specific. I mean, I focus specifically on swine flu. So I can't comment specifically on Gardasil or anything
sure,
else.
Sure. So
like
let's
that.
Talk about Australia. They've suspended shots in one state, at least, because of the H1N1 trial, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that is correct. I mean, I don't know the results of the investigation yet, but they were concerned that children were having adverse reactions in one of the states in Australia.
Yeah, death.
And they suspended their immunization program. I mean, they were due to test the vaccine, and I don't know.
And that's quite an adverse reaction, dying.
Well, I don't know. I can't categorically say that is what they were dying from. I mean, I haven't seen.
Sure, but the investigation is, and they've got Australian doctors saying it was the shots.
Yeah, if Australian doctors are saying it's the shots, then I would listen to them. But I can't comment specifically because I haven't been directly.
No, absolutely. Specifically, you're looking mainly, Doc, at the conflict of interest then. What else can you tell us about that and how deep it went in your report?
But I think what we know is there is a network of people that go to conferences that are funded by industry. And I think one of the problems is that every expert wants their illness to be taken seriously, wants their expertise to be taken seriously, because if it's taken seriously, that means investment in that condition, it means research funding, it means, you know, it means high turnover for the drug companies. And so we do know there is a network of key people that are pharmaceutical company funded that sit on the World Health Organization, that sit on government bureaus, that make big decisions. I mean, that even extends in Europe to our equivalent to the FDA, the European Medicines Agency. And I think we need to decide how we want to deal with this, whether it's acceptable. And like you guys in America are quite far ahead of us in Europe. We are behind. But also when I see quotes, like I was saying to you, you know, I saw a quote from Glamour magazine about swine flu and the risk of swine flu. This is only today. And actually the person quoting that was saying, oh, don't worry, in the UK we're fine. We've got lots of Tamiflu and Relenza. You know, it's all great. I know that person, that expert, is on the payroll of Roche. So And what that just what you worry about is there will be a lapse in confidence, and that can extend to legitimate, hardworking, honest experts and doctors. And you worry that there will be a lapse in confidence if this continues and health bodies don't sort it out.
Well, doctor, is it the bigger issue? And I've talked to a lot of other medical doctors who are concerned. Take Obama's health care bill. I mean, a lot of that is where these boards decide the type of care that doctors can give. And so instead of a knee surgery, you get a cortisone shot or a cane. Or instead of eye surgery, you get glasses. Drugs. And so it's really the pharmaceutical companies are trying to basically expand their markets by changing the way medicine is practiced.
I think pharmaceutical companies will use any methods that they can. I mean, they market directly to doctors. They market directly to patients. Something that you guys have that we don't have is you have direct-to-consumer advertising where drug companies can market directly to patients. I mean, drug companies are sophisticated. And, you know,
now, imagine how dumb that is. They're telling the public to go ask your doctor about restless leg syndrome, and then the side effects are may make you kill yourself or go crazy or be obsessive gambling. I'm not kidding. I mean, these side effects to most of these drugs, it's like having trouble sleeping, jump off a cliff. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think you've hit on something that's quite interesting there, is this idea of disease mongering is what we call it. So this creation of syndromes to enable them to market drugs. And we are seeing more and more of this where you might have pre-diabetes. So a drug company can market a drug based on pre-diabetes. You might have pre-hypertension. So that is just before you have high blood pressure. Now, these are new conditions. And it's what this is. It's a new term. It's called disease mongering. And so there's creation, like restless leg syndrome, like you're saying, you know. And there is this blurring of boundaries where diseases are being almost created to market drugs. And I think that is something that we are seeing more and more of. And it's something I think that we have to be, as a medical profession, that we have to be aware of.
Well, amazing, doctor. We're almost out of time, and as this develops, maybe in the next month or so, we can have you pop back in. But British Medical Journal is BMJ.com. Dr. Deborah Cohen, the article making headlines in literally hundreds of newspapers, is Conflict of Interest, WHO, and the Pandemic Flu Conspiracies. WHO, of course, stands for World Health Organization. In the minute and a half left we've got here, I mean, do you think I'm correct in saying that the next big pandemic, whether real, hyped, or whatever, that if we ever face something that really is dangerous, people may not respond like they should because of all the other crying wolf we've seen? What's your take on that?
And I think that is a real risk. And I think one of the problems is that it's very difficult to communicate. As a doctor, it's very difficult to communicate uncertainty. So it's very difficult to say to people, look, guys, we're not sure what's going to happen. And this is one of the problems that's happened with pandemic flu, is that level of uncertainty hasn't been communicated and it has been hyped. And I think the danger is when something serious does happen, that people won't listen or just say, oh, it's that same thing again. And that is the risk. And hopefully that won't happen. And hopefully, you know, things won't be hyped and risk will be communicated a lot better than it has been. You know, here's the hoping. So, but that is the danger. And unless the major health organisations address certain issues, then it will be the public health system that loses out.
Absolutely. All right, Dr. Deborah Cohen from the British Medical Journal. Go ahead and get some sleep now. We appreciate you staying up till 11, 12 at night, and enjoy your British summer over there.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Thanks for spending time with us. Okay, folks, I'm going to come back and do a bunch of other news, jamming some of your phone calls. Key info straight ahead on the sun. What in the world's going on with the sun?
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
By the way, I coined the term Obamatrons and Obaminoids, and they're now, it's now popularly used all over the media. I mean, I'm not mad about it. It's just that it's interesting to see stuff we coined being used. Obama, Obama, Obama. Remember when he won back in, and if you just tuned in, this doesn't mean that we're saying McCain would have been good. No, they're both bad. Can't you understand? We know it's a false choice. But Obama was the heir apparent. They had plates, coins. made about him. They described him as if he was Jesus in the mainstream media. People were crying, saying, I'm not going to have to pay for my car or house or cell phone. Oh, thank you so much, Mr. President. Thank you for everything. Now the health care bill's passed, and they go, it doesn't cover pre-existing condition and doesn't give you health care, and it cuts Medicare and Medicaid but raises taxes. Oh, I'm afraid the insurance companies wrote it as a way to rip you off and make you buy their product. Oh, yes. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so enjoyable. But here's the good news. Obama loses the left. Suddenly it's cool to bash Barack. Real name Barry Sotero. Everything's fake about this guy. His real name is admittedly Barry Sotero. It's incredible. Everything's fake. Europeans still worship him, and Washington's Obamatrons remain smitten. Oh, they're smitten. But former supporters are turning on the president, and the article gets into that. In polls like Rasmussen and others, he's below 40. They've got cooked polls nationally where he's 45, 46. Still, that's the lowest of any president this far in ever. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Okay? And it's also been confirmed what we told you a month ago. They hire between 400,000 and a million. It varies every month. Census workers. And then they fire them the next month. It's temporary. They lay them off and hire them again. And then they count that. And even with that, I have the mainstream media reports here. Here's Bloomberg. Government jobs account for 95% of May job increases. A government job takes two private sector jobs. A green job, which isn't a green job. It's just the local mafia stealing from you and funding themselves, costs two jobs. So you better figure this out. Okay, we're in a depression. We have 23% unemployment, not 10 like they tell you. We have higher inflation than they tell you. You know that. Austin is supposedly the best city in the country right now, according to Forbes and Money and all these other. And half the restaurants I try to go to are shut down. I've been going to this Mexican food restaurant about twice a year for 15 years or longer. It's a nice place in North Austin. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's over off around 45th Street or so. I've been in there twice in the last 6 months, and it's not even half full. They've got one little dining room partially full of people. 5 years ago, you couldn't get in there, okay? Everything is falling apart. All right? The economy is shot, and everything's going to these offshore bankers. And on all the money goes to interest to the IMF and World Bank. Money goes into Africa. It turns right around. It goes right back into the bank's hands. They have a banker bailout here, supposedly for your mortgages. None of it goes to that. It goes right back to the bankers and bonuses. They're doing great. They're getting record money. They're setting up their world government. They're meeting a Bilderberg group. They're laughing at you. They think this is funny. And I want to get to a few calls, at least Eddie, Mark, Doug, and a few others that are holding Colonel 6, 888-201-2244. I've given the number out today. It's always good to give the number out. 888-201-2244 on this live 6th day of June, the Sunday edition. But let me get really focused here quickly. I'm just going to play a minute or two of this. The whole video is up on Infowars.com. This is just such a big deal. The headline is 94% of laws are never read. They're voted on from cell phones. The senators don't even have to be there. And they don't even read them. And that's why $13 trillion. It's more like $14 trillion. And that's what we currently owe. Just like if you have a mortgage and say $2,000 is due this month, but the $200,000 mortgage, you really owe $400,000 on the note because of interest. So if they're telling you $13 trillion, and currently it's $14 trillion, Senator DeMitt's wrong, it's almost $14 trillion now, is currently due right now. But that's like you owe $2,000 this month on a $400,000 mortgage. Comprende? But just to understand the level of the criminality, the government throws the book at you. The government squeezes you and audits you and takes money you don't owe and puts penalties on you. And they've got all these new taxes. But meanwhile, they don't read 94% of the bills. And lobbyists just come in and just give them the bill, and they say, basically, Heil Hitler, and they pass it. That's why it's Obama spent more money than all presidents before him combined. Bush spent more than the last group of presidents, triple the size of government. They are raping everything. They are looting. They're going for broke. They're not going to stop. Do you understand? They're not going away. They have made the criminal decision to rob everything. None of you are safe. Not your First Amendment, not your private property, not your farms, your ranches, your businesses, the carbon taxes. This is a criminal takeover. This is a revolution by offshore financial interest with a corporate takeover. It's a whole other story. I'm going to try to tell it tomorrow. I've got video of it. We got to get it off my iPhone. I took my kids fishing on Barton Creek in Austin. And it's been raining a lot in the last few months, so it was flowing. It's usually a dry bed creek, but little perch get in it because it's been wet the last year. And, you know, it's easy to catch perch, and the kids have fun. And my two-and-a-half-year-old caught her first fish, and it was very exciting. And I saw the commies destroying the dam. A little rock dam that the city puts up so that when the creek stops flowing, little areas still have pools. And the commies just tore the dam out and let the water out. And I was there 2 weeks ago with them and saw one of them creeping around trying to move rocks when nobody was looking. Well, I went down there and they had removed all the big rocks and had let almost all the water out. And because they don't like human progress, it's a gang takeover. They bash out your SUV windows at Zilker Park. They attack people. You know about them burning down ski resorts. They want your property. They want your house. And they work for the big banks. Now, they don't know it. They're like little cult automaton robots, Obamatrons. Obamatons. Obama. But they think they want to wild things. They call it rewilding. They think a little dam, which the water goes over, is about 2 feet high, just rocks piled up that the city put there, by the way. They think those are evil, and they put sticks across the paths, not wanting you down there. Folks, these are very dangerous people, but side issue, I'm already digressing, because it goes into the mindset. They're akin to people that drive in the fast lane slow and sit there with enjoyment and get mad when you drive around them and try to block you. They're mentally retarded. They have no destiny. They have no soul. All they want to do is hold people back. I'm trying to develop a name for them, but basically destructo goblins or control freak creatures, progress haters. Well, it doesn't matter. They're the ones that want your guns. They want your property. They can't produce anything. They just want to run your life. They want to suck you dry. And they run the Congress. The big banks do. And 94% of the bills aren't even voted on. Let's go ahead and play this clip just to give you an idea of how totally lawless the government is. Here is Senator DeMint.
I appreciate him willing to put some solutions forth here. But I think it's really important that we talk about the bigger picture when we talk about secret holes. And I do want to make it clear, I'm not interested in holding anything in secret. As a matter of fact, whenever we do, as part of steering or personally, we let the cloakroom know they can tell anyone they want that we're holding a bill. So I'm not trying to preserve any kind of aspect of a secret hole, but I think it is important that America know what we're talking about here. At this point in the Senate, 94% of all the bills are passed unanimous consent. 94%. So this is hardly a lack of productivity.
And what all right, we're going to come back with this. We're going to come back and finish it and then take a few calls and get to a bunch of other news. But I want to tell you about the Sun. And again, with all this government fear-mongering, it's probably just that. But, I mean, I'm reading this NASA report, and they're acting like, you know, this is the movie The Knowing or something with Nick Cage. We'll be right back.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got, a republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Air and Aqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. Air and Aqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? Air and Aqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. Air and Aqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Get up! Stand up! Escape from the prison planet! All right, I want to jam in a few calls here. I'm sorry I didn't take many today. It's just so much news. Be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. If I'm not on your local AM and FM station, you can just check out Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. XM carries the last hour every night, re-airs it, and they re-air the full show on Saturdays, but they're looking around to pick up the whole show, so that's good, too. This is from NASA. This is from the NASA website. It says, as the sun awakens, NASA keeps a wary eye on space weather. And then they go on to say it's the most incredible thing. The sun did cool off, but now looks like it's going to put off some of the biggest ejections of radiation and Coriolis gases we've ever seen. These big solar flares. And then later you find out they want a bunch of satellites to monitor it. So they're just fear-mongering to get funding. But the point is, the Earth is always changing. We get hit by meteorites. We have earthquakes. We have giant volcanoes. We have tornadoes. And I heard about the tornadoes today, and they were saying global warming's doing it. We've always had tornadoes, folks. Why do you think, in Wizard of Oz, Dorothy has a storm cellar? I know Wizard of Oz isn't real. The point is, that's why people used to have storm cellars. Now you just pay Al Gore some money, and then he waves a magic wand and fixes it. As the sun awakens, NASA keeps a wary eye on space weather. Earth and space are about to come into contact in a way that's new to human history. What does that mean? Total fear-mongering. To make preparations, authorities in Washington, D.C. are holding a meeting, the Space Weather Enterprise Forum, at the National Press Club on June 8th. Richard Fisher, head of NASA's Hello Physics Division, explains what it's all about. The sun is waking up from a deep slumber, and in the next few years, we expect to see much higher levels of solar activity. At the same time, our technology society has developed an unprecedented sensitivity to solar storms. The intersection of these two issues is what we're beginning to discuss together. And it goes on to say, record ejections from the sun. You can go read the full report. Really fear-mongering here. But don't worry, they'll have a tax you can pay. Bill Gates has got a $1 trillion program you can pay for as taxpayers. He'll have stuff added to jet fuel to spray aluminum dioxide in the sky to block the sun's radiation. Oh, I'm afraid they're already doing it. It's called chemtrails, but now they've announced it to everyone. I have all the documents. I'm working on a film on it right now. Folks, they're terraforming, geoengineering. These people think they're God. They're already doing all sorts of crazy stuff and basically spinning to the public what they're really up to. Separately, though, I know this going down to Galveston all my life and taking the tours and having the local people with degrees in it describe how one beach will get bigger while another gets smaller. And some years the water goes up, some years the water goes down. The moon is what's powering it. Man has no control over the tides. And some islands get bigger, some get smaller. You can go Google, say San Francisco water levels. Goes back over 150 years where they've kept an exact measurement there at the port. And overall, 150 years ago, it was a lot higher. Then it went lower. Then it went higher again. But right now, it's several inches lower. And so is the rest of the world on average. Doesn't matter. They teach your kids we're all drowning. The ice cap's already melted. We're all dead. It's not true. They get bigger in the winter, smaller in the summer. Every summer they point a satellite at it and say, look, it's shrinking. They don't tell you it gets big again in the winter, though. They treat you like morons. And there's just hundreds of reports out in the last week. Pacific Islands growing, not shrinking due to climate change. This is out of the London Telegraph. Low-lying Pacific Islands, regarded as poster child. Yeah, they always have the land-grabbing. They're not environmentalists. They're pirates that go, give us your property. It's for the earth. And you go, okay, gee, I will. They go, thank you. It's mine. We're the green police. We got submachine guns. I mean, that's what they're into, folks. They're not playing games. Low-lying Pacific Islands, regarded as poster child examples of the threat from rising sea levels, are expanding, not sinking, a new study has revealed. Scientists have been surprised by the findings, which show that some islands have grown by almost one-third over the last 60 years because the water level's going down. And it doesn't matter. Islands get built by volcanic thrust. They can get built by tectonic thrust. They can get created by changes in the moon and the sun that drive the atmosphere, that change the currents in the ocean of their sandbar islands, like the intercoastal on Texas. It's not going anywhere, boys and girls. Some beaches on the Texas coast aren't there that were there 50 years ago. And areas 50 years ago that didn't have beach have got beach. It changes. They're now saying it isn't global warming. It's climate change. We can't have change. We got seasons. We got cycles. There was a drought almost bankrupt my farming family in East Texas in the 50s. Then they had times when it flooded. It had nothing to do with cars, ladies and gentlemen. Zero. But if they can scare the daylights out of your kids in school and get them to give up their property rights in the future, the social engineers would love it. And it goes on. It's just, look, you better find out what they're teaching your kids because everywhere they're brainwashing them. Meanwhile, real environmental issues like genetic engineering, and I didn't even get to that today. I covered it some Friday. I mean, look at these articles. I've got two folders full of mainstream news articles and the studies, U.S., Russia, China, you name it, brain reprogramming vaccines that attack your brain, PBS, Billionaire Club, bid to overpopulation again, GMO, GMO food lobby, help drop, critical report, crucial report on Britain's food supply, saying it's safe. Then I've got all the other real reports, the actual studies, genetically modified foods causing long-term sterility in every mammal species, including humans they tested on, research links genetically modified food to long-term sterility. You know, I mean, you're being sterilized. They've engineered them to do it. I've got all the documents. I've got the White House science czar who talks about chemtrailing you and controlling the weather in eco-science, talking about GMO food to sterilize your butt and fluoride that reduces fertility. They're not playing games, comprende? Eddie in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Regarding the H1N1, I know the mainstream media pumped it that we're going to have a lot of death tolls, but gladly we didn't see that. How likely it is that with population reduction, their main goal, that they release something more lethal?
Oh, yeah, they are. And that's what I said a year and a half ago, and I appreciate your good point, is that I believe that beta test of the flu, and I announced it 3 months before it was news, was going to be just a big drill to put the federalization, internationalization, to put the WHO, the UN, in charge of all global responses. Instead, it blew up in their face. These people are not God. They're not invincible. And yes, they've got weather weapons. I've interviewed the former head of naval weapons, Ben Livingston, meteorologist. They could control hurricanes in 67. That's in my new film. So they can carry out all sorts of tyrannical weather attacks to scare us into, you know, I'll give all my freedom up. Just don't make the thunder god get me. I mean, this is the way witch doctors controlled people 10,000 years ago. They'd say, give me the best hut, the best women, the best food, or the Boonga Boonga god will eat the moon. Then there'd be an eclipse. Everybody'd freak out. He'd say, see, the Oonga Boonga god ate it. Give me more power. Hooga Booga. Then the eclipse would end. He'd say, the snake god has spit it back out. That's all they're doing. They just come in with some weather weapons, cause some floods. You beg them, oh, take my ranch. That will fix it. Al Gore's like, absolutely, that will fix everything. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, boy, monkey business or creator creature? I think we're dealing with all these crazy people.
You're dealing with con artists. The world is run by Madoff-type con artists, and they run scams on everybody, and the public loves being scammed. The scammers told the public that there's no elite and that powerful groups don't meet and that there's no such thing as special interest. And so the public went, I'll just suck my thumb in, watch TV, ooh, I'll watch football. And now they wonder why everything's being robbed, because the public acted like a bunch of idiots. Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, no, well, hey, you're right. I'm trying to correct and do the best I can with things. And
then drink more fluoride. It's good. It's completely normal that they put a chemical weapon in the water supply. No one should try to get it taken out of the city water. The government loves us. Everything is fine. Doesn't matter. I have government textbooks by the White House science czar, how they're murdering us with it. Doesn't matter. I'm the crazy one. I shouldn't get upset about that, Mark. I should drink more government water. Here, I've got some right here. I'm going to drink it right now. Mm.
This whole insurance, these people are all tied in together, too. It's almost I'm wondering if there's something that we could – I don't know if I could take some opinions from people on something about that Hebrews 9 that we read last week that seemed to give us some power to help.
I hear you, Mark. I appreciate your call. We're just flat out of time. And I'm sorry to everybody else that's holding, Ernie, Randy, Sonny, David, Colonel Six, everybody else. You can call me back tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central, or back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. You know what? I mean, it's normal to be – upset about this. You got 76 new vaccines being put out by Bill Gates. 30 plus of them are for sterilization. Do you understand? This isn't a game. You understand? You yuppies out there go, good, get rid of all the poor people. The globalists see you as trash too. Did you get a memo not to drink the sodium fluoride water? You know? Why don't you get up off your butt and get the government to take it out of the water? Great job, crew. God bless you all. Our transmission starts now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We
the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.